it was very, very exciting because everybody made a fuss. I must have prepared for about a year because I read the whole portion from the Torah, which takes about, I suppose, a good half an hour to read, and it's not easy to read because the Hebrew does not have the full punctuation. And you have to sing it as well, and you have to remember the what we call the annotation, the notes. So I prepared for about a year beforehand. My father taught me, and you wouldn't believe it, but in a community of 50 families, there was another boy who was bar mitzvah on the same day. So we shared it. What happens on the bar mitzvah day? The whole synagogue is full, and everybody's rooting for you, hoping that you'll do a good job. And I had to do a good job because my father was the rabbi. And I knew it all off by heart. I knew the whole portion off by heart. And then on the Sunday, we had a big party and we went to Cardiff because Cardiff was the main community. And the hall was full with about 200, 250 people. Speeches were made. I remember I had a lot of presents. I remember putting all the presents on a table, looking at all my presents. What were they in those days? Well, I had a few cameras, had a few pens, and had leather wallets and some books. And it was a magical experience. And you live off it for the rest of your life, I suppose.